The death of 20-year-old Disney star Cameron Boyce earlier this year sent shockwaves around the world. A coroner found that the Descendants actor died from a little understood condition. It's called sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, or SUDEP, as it's known. In Australia, more people die from SUDEP than sudden infant death syndrome. SIDS, as you will have heard it called, yet many doctors are unaware of it altogether. Today, an online resource will be launched in an effort to change all of that, and Kathy Van Extel has been looking into it.
Each year, there are around 300 epilepsy-related deaths in Australia. Up to half are as a result of SUDEP, sudden unexpected death in epilepsy. Carol Ireland, the CEO of Epilepsy Action Australia, says many of those deaths could be prevented.
SUDEP, or sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, is when a person with epilepsy dies, but suddenly and prematurely, and no reason for the death is actually found at that point in time. So currently there's very little information or awareness of SUDEP, yet more people die from SUDEP in Australia than from SIDS, which I think almost everybody has heard about.
Karen Yusino from Terrigal on the New South Wales Central Coast lost her 20-year-old son Michael to SUDEP in 2011.
So Michael was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumour when he was 5, and he had the surgery, chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and he was cured of his brain cancer. He went on to live a very happy, fulfilled life, and then when he turned 18, he was diagnosed with epilepsy, and that was as a result of the scarring caused by the surgery for the brain tumour as well as the radiotherapy.
Unlike many, Karen Yusino was aware of SUDEP, but the risk was downplayed by her son's neurologist.
We became aware of SUDEP through, I think it was a program on the ABC, I think the 7:30 report ran a program on SUDEP. We had no idea about what that was. And I raised the issue with the specialist up here and was told that I didn't need to worry about that. We ended up then changing to a different specialist in Sydney, and I never raised the issue with him again. But we were going down the path of looking at whether or not surgery would be available to solve the issues in Michael's brain to stop the epilepsy. And then one morning in May, 10 days after his 20th birthday, I went to wake him up and I found him dead in his bed. He had died from an epileptic fit. It was unexpected and very, very traumatic for our family.
Karen Yusino says she's speaking out to help other families.
If this helps one family to not go through what we have been through as a family, then my job is done.
Today, to mark International SUDEP Action Day, Epilepsy Action Australia is launching an online SUDEP and seizure safety checklist. Carol Ireland says it's the first resource in Australia to assist clinicians and those living with epilepsy to discuss seizure risks.
Sounds really simple, a checklist, but there's actually an awful lot of research has gone into this checklist. It was originally developed in Cornwall in the UK, and it was a collaboration between an organisation called SUDEP Action, whose total focus is around risk and SUDEP, and a Cornwall partnership, NHS Foundation Trust, so a health service provider. And they've actually put a lot of time and resource into developing something that can in fact identify whether a person is at risk and therefore give a clinician the good information to work with that person to actually minimise the risks that they face.
Is there an issue with a lack of knowledge amongst health professionals?
Unfortunately, a lot of health professionals don't actually know that SUDEP exists.
8 years ago, Sydney GP Dr. Annie Marrott learnt about SUDEP in the most tragic way when her adult son George passed away in his sleep.
When he was 14, he developed a bleed in his brain, and because of a surgery, the resultant scar tissue in his brain was what led to his epilepsy.
A few months short of their son's 30th birthday, Annie and Roy Marrott received a call that he hadn't turned up for work.
The night before his passing, he attended a party. One of his friends was moving to China. We think, in his particular case, lack of sleep and missed tablets were probably what led to the seizure that ended his life.
They're all factors in sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, a phenomenon Annie Merritt says is little known by health professionals.
I was actually, I'm ashamed to say, unaware of this condition called SUDEP. Interestingly, because of this interview, I asked some of the other younger doctors working in my practice whether they'd heard about it. I just asked randomly two of the doctors, and neither of them had heard about it either. So it's not something that GPs are very aware of.
Annie Merritt has welcomed the online checklist for fellow health professionals. So too has Karen Yusino.
I think that I would like to have been advised by the doctors of the risks. I don't know whether it would have changed anything. I was aware that Michael was unwell the night that he did die, and I lay awake all night actually wondering whether I should go in and check on him, and I wished that I had. And I spent a lot of time after he died wishing that I had. I was told that it wouldn't make any difference, but you just never know. You never know whether you could have revived him at the time. I understand that it is very difficult for doctors to discuss with patients the possibility that they can die from their disease. And I think from that perspective, this checklist that they are now going to give to the medical profession might help somebody possibly be more prepared than we were.
That's Karen Usino there from the New South Wales Central Coast. Her 20-year-old son, Michael, had passed away from sudden unexpected death in epilepsy. And the SUDEP checklist that's being launched today can be found on the Epilepsy Action Australia website. And that report was, of course, by Kathy Van Extel. If that story raises any concerns for you or anyone you know, you can always call Lifeline. The number is 13 11 14.